The impressive building in front of you is Stannell Hall. Originally, a substantial farmhouse stood on the site, occupied by the Rishtons, a royalist family whose estates were confiscated after the English Civil War. The hall dates from 1748, when it was built by George Howarth, whose family also owned property in Accrington. The hall passed on marriage of George's sister to the Halsted family, substantial landowners whose family died out in the mid-19th century. The hall was remodelled in a Gothic style around 1840. It is a Grade II listed building, being of national importance and special interest. It was then purchased by the Westalls, who owned nearby White Ash Mill, and who produced a popular and prolific novelist, William Berry Westall. William Berry Westall was born in 1834 and brought up at Stannell Hall, where he helped manage the family cotton spinning business. In 1870, he retired from the firm and lived abroad as a journalist and writer. This included work as the Times foreign correspondent in Geneva, where he also became acquainted with Russian revolutionaries, including Kropotkin and Stepniak. In 1881, he published the first of a series of popular novels, including The Old Factory, based on his own experience as a mill owner. Stannell Hall appears in the novel as Morwell Manor House. He became a member of the Whitefriars Club in London, where we were able to locate the only known photo of this literary son of Stanhill. William Berry Westall never returned to Stanhill and died in 1903. Across the road to your right is Aspen Lane. The cottages here date back to the 18th and 19th century. They were probably handloom weavers' homes, but have now been radically modernised. In some cases, families of up to 11 children lived and worked in a cottage with their parents, sharing space, beds, and what must have been at times a very hard life. Stanhill Conservation Area includes these cottages, as well as Stannell Hall, the old post office, the memorial gardens, and the former St. Matthew's School to the rear of the gardens. The road through Stanhill Village was once the only main route from Accrington to Blackburn. More cottages, including weavers' homes, can be viewed as you walk through the village towards Nusden. Stanhill Methodist Chapel on Knab Lane was opened on 26th of February 1837. The original building was described as a rough and poor structure, built by a wheelwright. The present building was erected in 1864 following the construction of a cotton mill in 1860, which stood on the site of the new housing estate. It has remained active to this day, both as a place of worship and a focus for the community, which provides the home of a recreated working model of the spinning jenny and a space for heritage workshops and talks. The Stanhill sermons were very popular events, and processions at which hundreds of people gathered around from the area.